What's happening down here, y'all? The winds unchanged. Clouds rolled in from the gulf.
Last year's New Orleans Jazz Festival, John Boutte and Louisiana. And this is Queer FM on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am Heather, and tonight's show devoted to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. John Boutte, one of the artists playing there tonight, and actually all weekend. And this weekend's show, as with every Folk Festival weekend show on Queer FM, a show that I affectionately refer to as Queer FM Music Shopping Weekend. Because the Folk Fest is such a great opportunity to discover new tunes. So that's what I'm doing on the show tonight. No interviews, no political discussions. There is queer news, and there's more of it coming up. But the rest of the show is all devoted to new musical discoveries from the Vancouver Folk Festival and some favorite old folks. I feel sorry, feel bad for calling them old, but you know what I mean. Favorite old folks who are playing this weekend as well. In a little while, Steve Edge of the Edge on Folk here on CITR will be joining me from the festival site to talk about what his favorite new discoveries are, and we'll be playing some of them. But right now, keeping in the political vein of John Boutte's version of Louisiana, this is another tune critical of George W. Bush from another artist playing at the festival this weekend, and that is Eliza Gilkison. Eliza is a singer-songwriter from Texas. Her father was a famous musician. One of his most famous compositions was The Bare Necessities from the Disney film The Jungle Book. And it took Eliza a little while to find her feet as a a solo artist in her own right, but she's certainly been putting out some amazing albums in the last few years. And this is from an album she put out shortly after Bush's re-election. It's called Paradise Hotel. And this song is a pretty scathing indictment of him. It's called Man of God on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Cowboy came from out of the west with his snakeskin boots and his bulletproof vest, gang of goons and his big war chest. Fortunate son, he was doubly blessed. Corporate cronies and the chiefs of staff bowing to the image of the golden calf. Starting up wars in the name of God's son, gonna blow us all the way to kingdom come. Man of God, man of God, that ain't the teachings of a man of God. Man of God, man of God, that ain't the preachings of a man of God. Judgmental patricians, politicians, and the fundamentalists. You never have to tell them how money is spent. You never have to tell them where their freedom went. Homophobes in the high command, waiting for the rapture like it's Disneyland. Hide all the bodies from out of view. Channel all the treasure to the chosen.
Lisa Gilkison, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and her scathing indictment of George W. Bush from her CD Paradise Motel that is Man of God. And yes, she is being facetious. This is Queer FM. I am Heather. It's a show devoted to discovering new music from this weekend's Vancouver Folk Music Festival and also celebrating some old favorites like Spirit of the West. And that sound of wind rushing that you hear through the phone is the sound of Steve Edge live at the Folk Festival site. Steve hosts the Edge on Folk here on CITR, and he's down at Jericho Beach. And Steve, you're going to have to stay out of the wind because I can hear that louder than I can hear you.
That is not the wind. I don't know where that's coming from, but it's not the wind. Maybe it's me.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, when you talk, it seems to be fine. So as long as you keep talking, we probably won't have any problems.
Okay, yeah. I think what I was doing there, I was searching on my iPod for a track to play from Etran Finatawa.
Oh, I see.
So I was probably clicking and whirring and pulling the thing out of its case and goodness knows what else. My goodness, it's hot down here today.
Oh, gosh. Strange electronic interference. Did you figure out what song we should play from Etran
There's a track on there called Gay Nako, which is kind of appropriate for Queer FM, I would have thought.
Okay.
G-A-Y-N-A-A-K-O. It's on Desert Crossroads.
Okay, I've got it.
And they were singing along with it, you see. The audience was up on their feet, dancing, clapping, the polyrhythmic clapping. They were dancing, some were swaying, everybody had their eyes closed, smiling. It was just a celebration of life. It was wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what is it about the song that makes it so... Like, so I guess
we'll
hear it in a second.
Well, the whole thing, the visual stuff. I mean, visually on stage, there's a couple of guys wearing some kind of really weird aprons with sort of leather skirts underneath, and they got what looked like an ankle bracelet with a slinky on it, which they were making some kind of weird sort of jingling noises. And they got gold paint down the middle of the head and down one good stripe down each side and a huge ostrich feather on the head. And these are the three guys that were in the one tribe costume, and then the other guys are in the Tuareg costume, the full flowing robes. And there's two Calabash players, which is the gourd. And what they do with the big bass drum, which gives you the heartbeat of the song, is they hollow out a gourd into the semicircle, you know, into the semisphere, fill it with water, and then they hollow out another one slightly smaller and drop it on top. So that's hollow, and it's hitting water. And that's the sound that they amplify. And they hit it with a mallet on the top of this sort of wooden club, and it just gets this boom, 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 boom. So it's a little bit like a First Nations sort of powwow. It's wonderful.
Wow.
But that's the rhythm that everybody bounces to. And then there's all this jangling and stuff going on, and lots of color and swirling and stuff. And they're singing something which is totally incomprehensible to the audience, but everybody's into it. It's wonderful.
Wow. So who are these guys? Where are they from?
They're from Niger in West Africa. They're two wandering tribes of nomads. And I just talked to Monique Poloni from CBC Radio, French CBC. She just interviewed them, and she asked them about their life. You know, what do they do? And they said, they said that their music is a celebration of what makes them happy. She said, well, what makes you happy? And they said, we have no property.
And so this makes them
happy.
They're
nomads. They don't have to worry about their home. They just sort of go out there and they go where the food is. And then every now and again they get together and talk to the chief and they have a celebration. And if they need to go out and make money, they work in the city and sell records and whatever, you know. But they just have a really happy life. It's very interesting.
It sounds lovely.
It's a little simpler than living out here on the West Coast and driving into work, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And driving into CITR at UBC at 8 in the morning, I'm sure. So,
quite.
You mentioned that there were a few other fascinating sing-along experiences that you remarked at the festival.
I did really enjoy Spirit of the West last night for lots of different reasons. But, you know, 25 years of Spirit of the West knocking on the door of the Vancouver Folk Festival, I think they probably gave up knocking about 15 years ago. But the point is, 25 years after they got started, they finally get let in. They played every other major festival in the world, just about. This is the first time they've ever played Vancouver.
Are you serious? This is the first time they've ever played the Vancouver Folk Music Festival?
It is. Yeah,
I had no idea.
I know. But the other interesting new thing this year is that for the very first time, CITR has had a presence at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival.
And it's not just you phoning me on your cell phone.
No, we've actually kicked the doors down this year. It's been great. So CITR has had a booth. You know, we've had all sorts of stuff. Lots of people coming up, entering for a free draw, winning CDs and tickets and stuff. Loads of people asking us. We've been communicating with other radio stations all up and down the West Coast and across the country. It's been a really good experience, I think, for CITR, and we've been sharing the booth with the Rogue Folk Club, so we've been getting lots of people coming up as well.
Okay.
We tried to do a broadcast yesterday, which I don't want to talk about because it didn't work, but some of it went for a bit. But
Well, it's anyway, good. It's good that you're
the
here.
The West sing-along, what I really liked about it was that we were right near the front, but everybody dancing around us was singing along, and the average age of the people dancing and singing was less than the average age of the songs that Spirit of the West was singing.
Wow.
Which I thought was an incredible juxtaposition of roles. And I talked to Jeff Kelly this morning on the phone, and you know, I asked him if they really expected to have that bigger reception, and he said it was way better than they thought they were going to get, and they were just blown away by it. They loved it. It was a really interesting experience. And Jeff is saying that it's funny for him being a parent and seeing the friends of his kids from school at the festival. And it was funny for them because they only looked at him as a parent before. Now they're looking at him as somebody who's on the main stage in an event that they're dancing and singing to.
So
now he's way cooler than he ever used to be.
A rock star to members
exactly.
of their
you
own.
Yeah, it's great because he's gone grey and he's a rock star. I love it.
I was telling people earlier about the experience I had with Spirit of the West backstage where I witnessed their conversation with the sign language interpreters, and there was a lengthy discussion about how you probably saw this because you saw the concert. There was a lengthy discussion about how they would interpret the word erection from the song of Venice is Sinking.
Very descriptive. It was rather good from the Venice is Sinking. Yeah, excellent. You know, but John reckoned that was going to be his trademark. I thought, well, that's a bit bloody facetious.
So now you also mentioned something about the gospel workshop on Sunday morning.
Yeah, it was nice. You know, the gospel workshop, it was great. I mean, you got John Batey, you got the Sojourners, you got Jim Burns, there's all sorts of good stuff going on there, some great sounds coming out of it. And I saw the first bit of it, and then I was walking away, and then they started to sing I Shall Be Released, which is great. It's written by a Jew, and it's not necessarily a gospel song, but what the hell, it was great. It was a really powerful rendition of it. Mm-hmm. And there was just something about the fact that Spirit of the West and CITR have kind of been let in finally after knocking politely at the door or impolitely for 25 years, that there's a certain amount of the unfettering of things at the folk festival here, which has been well celebrated by some great music this weekend. I think it's the most enjoyable time I've had at the Vancouver Folk Fest in yonks.
Oh, great.
Musically, it's been great. Spiritually, I think it's been absolutely marvelous.
Oh, fabulous. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the festival in a few minutes, but let's play a couple of tunes that we've talked about so far. So I don't have the I Shall Be Released because
it's not been recorded.
certainly not that version of it, but you mentioned the Sojourners who were involved in that workshop. So let's play a little something by the Sojourners, and then we'll listen to Etran Finitawa and the Gainako song that you were telling me about that spawned the great sing-along earlier. So let's start with the Sojourners and People Get Ready on CITR.
People get ready. There's a train to come in. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels coming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. People get ready for the train. Among who loves the most. Ooh. Ooh. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own.
Believe me now.